Isaac remarried in the very early 50s and lived in a beautiful old home in Toronto. I remember visits to his home were very special and infrequent. Across the street from where he lived, there was a park and huge maple trees, and every visit, I would collect armfuls of maple leaves. Isaac was a somewhat quiet, introspective man who absolutely adored his family. Although I felt he was an imposing figure, he had a warm, lopsided grin and a thick, jolly laugh. His eyes would crinkle when he was smiling, and he was, in my eyes, a bigger-than-life man. In reality, he was a creative, loving, and kind man. In the early 50s, besides the stage plays, he appeared in several television productions with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation in Toronto, the CBC. And I remember seeing him on our little black and white television. I remember one particular play, The Explorer, in which he played the dying Zeta, who wanted to design his headstone before he was gone. The aged grandfather was characterized as frail and in bed all the time, and he would send his grandson back and forth to the gravestone mason to make all the arrangements. I remember my father pointed out my grandfather on the TV, and I scooted close to get a good look. This aged man didn't look like my Zeta, although he did have the same kind voice and crinkly eyes. One other vivid memory that I have is of the Passover Seders. Seders at my grandfather's home were always steeped in tradition, good food, lots of laughter, and guests. On this particular night, I was about 6 or 7 years old. After the Seder, we were sitting around the long table, eating desserts, cracking nuts, telling stories. I was trying to manipulate the nutcracker and a walnut, but my little hands couldn't do the job. My Zeta took the whole walnut in his hand and squeezed and simply cracked it. He opened his palm, extended his hand, crinkled up his eyes, and said, "Here, Medela." I looked at the open nut and back up to his face, and that is the face that has always stayed in my memory when I think of my Zeta Swerdlo. I thought this man was the strongest man I knew, who could crack nuts with his bare hands.